paid for them. If you give them candle, they will be cooled down from this fire? No, impossible. Camphor? Even the moon is very nice and cooling and makes the mind very peaceful. But the moon will not be able to extinguish the blazing fire of birth and death and the miseries of this material world.
Even not a heart disease, she cannot cool. So many problems and always firing here, burning. Moon cannot touch.
But Nityananda Prabhu, he is the master of the predominating deity of Sandini Shakti.
Oh, you should only know. What is this written?
So then he said, Ekheno Nitai Binibai Radha Krishna Paitenai. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot attain the mercy of Radha Krishna. Because in Nityananda Prabhu, he is the Akhanda Guru Tattva, original Guru Tattva. So without the shelter of the lotus feet of Sad Guru, all anartha and aparad, they cannot be uprooted from the heart in such a way that one can enter into the realm of bhajan. Then he's saying, Se sambandha nahija, vritta janma galokar, Se pashu bara duracar. Those who have no relation with Akhanda Guru Tattva, then they are simply like misbehaved animals. Why? Because without the guidance and shelter of Sadguru, one will only be wandering in the chain of birth and death, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, like animals. So then he's saying, Nitai na balino moke, majalo samsara suke, vitikule ki kari betar. Those whose mouths don't utter the name Nitai, Nitai, then what will happen to them? Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, all will be bewildered, and they'll immerse themselves in the dirty swamp of material happiness. He's saying, Vidyakule ki kari beta. They may be born in a very high family. They may have very great wealth and power and position in this world. And they may have very good education from the material standard. But what is the use of their birth? What is the use of their knowledge? What is the use of their education? Even if they study all Shastra, still being learning in all the Vedas and memorizing all Shastra, this will not help them anyway without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. They must, by the force of the material energy, be immersed in the mud of material sense gratification. So then he's saying, Ahankara matohaya nitai para pasarina asatyera satya karimani. If anyone will forget the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, what will be the result? Oh, they will be covered by false ego. They'll have ahankara. They'll think, I am the doer. And in this way, asatyera satya karimani, having a false ego, an identification with the material identity, not knowing their spiritual identity, they will accept that which is asat, or temporary, to be such. And in this way, asatyera satya karimani, ahankara matohya, they act like a mad person. So then he's saying, nitaya karuna lave prajanada krishna pave. But if one can receive a drop of the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then very easily he can attain the lotus feet of Radha Krishna in Braj. Therefore, Nitya Acharana Dukani, I am taking shelter of the two lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Nitya Acharana Satya Atarana Sivaka Nitya, Nitya Parav Sadakore Ash. I always desire the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. His lotus feet are not material. Nitya Acharana Satya, they are eternal and transcendental and the abode of all existence and transcendental realization. So, those who serve the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, they're his servants. They are also transcendental personalities. So, I always desire the shelter of the lotus feet. Finally, Nathamdas Thakur is saying that, oh Nityananda Prabhu, I am suffering so much in this world. Narottama Borodoki, I am filled with so much. Here, Nathamdas Thakur is expressing the pain of separation he feels on Nityananda Prabhu. So, Nitai Morakoro Suki, O Nityananda Prabhu, please make me happy. How? By giving me one small corner of your lotus feet where I can take shelter and serve you. This is the essence of the ceremony by Nathamdas Thakur.
Sankarsana Karana Toya Sai Garbhod Sai Chapayopdi Sai. शेषस्य जस्यांश कला सनित्यानंदाक्षराम कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद विग्रह सत मीन्स प्रोडोमिनेंटिटी ऑफ सत सत हैज कम फ्रॉम संदिनी कृष्ण सच्चित आनंद फर्स्ट बलदेव प्रभु सत इज द
डोमिनेटिंग
ड्यूटी ऑफ सत संधिनी विदाउट हिम नथिंग कृष्ण स्टैंड्स सिट्स ऑन दैट एंड देन चीत कृष्ण चीत एंड लादिनी ओ हर्सेल्फ राधिका वेर नित्यानंद प्रभु बलदेव प्रभु राधिका and then Krishna. So three are always there. Oh, if not Sandini, no Vrindavan. No, the form of Krishna, Baladeva Prabhu and anyone. So root of all these things, it seems that. Upon Sandini, Chit, Ananda and everything. So, Baladeva Prabhu, himself is Nityananda Prabhu. First, Krishna, and then Baladeva Prabhu. Baladeva are two, like Krishna is two. Aishwarya and Madhurya. Those who took birth from the womb of Devaki is Vasudeva Putra, Vasudeva, like Narayan. They never go to Vrindavan. Always in Mathura, sometimes to Dwarka. But who came from the womb of Devaki in seventh womb of Devaki, and by Jogmaya he was taken to the womb of Rohini mother in Gokul. And he mixed in fullest Baladeva Prabhu. Baladeva Prabhu was from before there. And he mixed in that. Understand? As Krishna, coming from the womb of Devaki, mixed in two arms of Krishna, the son of Nanda and Yashoda, he immersed in that. Similarly, Baladeva, who came from the womb of Devaki, he was what? Unseen. Manifestation. And the root Baladeva Prabhu was in the Rohini womb, and he went there and he was immersed in that Baladeva. The Baladeva Prabhu in Gokul is none different to Krishna. Only there are some differences of black complexion and golden complexion. And some float and singa and others. But both are of Vrindavan. Then, oh, from him, this Baldev Prabhu, comes Mool Sankarshan in Dwarka and Mathura, especially in Dwarka. Mool Sankarshan. And from them, oh, all, like Vasudev Sankarshan Pradyumna Nirudh. They are Mool Sankarshan. And from Mool Sankarshan comes Mahasankarshan in Vaikuntha. He served in so many ways to Narayana. As Baldev Prabhu in Vrindavan, similarly Mool Sankarshan in Dwarka, and from there Mahasankarshan in Vaikuntha in so many. And his one of the manifestations comes to this world, like Karnabdishayi Vishnu. Mixing some worldly causes, not pure tattva. Himself is pure, but his actions are not pure. Though he is like a lotus in water, ocean, but yet, if world is demolished, then no need. Where he goes? He goes to Mahasankarshan, Karanabdishai Vishnu. And from Karanabdishai Vishnu, oh, so many universes, thousand and crores of universe coming. And one part of the answer of the Karna of the Sai Vishnu comes in that. Each everywhere. Garbho the Sai. And then Garbho the Sai becomes Hiranya Garbha Brahma, and from him Bairaj Brahma. And thus creation is. And from Garbho the Sai, in each heart, is Kirodashai, part of Kirodashai, all everywhere. He is called Paramatma, or Angusta Paraman, Vishnu, like this. Yogi meditate them. And last is Shesh. What is Shesh? Shesh means remaining. What remaining? The last part of fraction of Baladeva Prabhu is Shesh. Serving Mahavishnu, Garbhodashai, and so many ways. Asan, Basan, Bhushan. And so many things. And Baladeva Prabhu to Krishna. Mool Sankarshan to Vasudev Krishna. In Dwarka, Mahasankarshan to Vaikunthapati, in this way. But Shesh is the Lord's fraction. So Nityananda Prabhu is himself Baldev Prabhu, none different to Baldev Prabhu. So we should try to know Baldev Prabhu. So without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he cannot do anything. He is Akhanda Guru Tattva. And that is why he killed Dhenukasur. Oh, what? Dhenukasur? Oh, he was ignorance. Ignorance, like an ash is. Ash. So Nityananda Prabhu is that. He also cut the head off Nomharshan. Why he cut out? Because he was not giving proper respect to Vaishnavas. And Guru Baladev Prabhu, at once he cut out. And he at once inspired a little boy of that, who is Lomharshanshu. Ugrashrava. He is Ugrashrava. Why Ugrashrava? Baladeva Prabhu gave him power. What he will hear, he will remain forever. And he will never forget anything. And without reading Vedas, Upanishads, Shastra, Vedanta, everything, all the Purans and all, everything should come out in his heart. And quickly. Oh, by the mercy of Baladeva Prabhu. So, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, oh, everything can come. So those who are not taking shelter of this Baladeva Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu, really they are what? Animals. So we should glorify Nityananda Prabhu. Also, we see from the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu that he took birth not as a brother here in Navadvip. Mahaprabhu took birth in Navadvip from the home of Sachid Maya. And prior to this, so many years before, Nityananda Prabhu took birth in Adai Ekchakra. Ekchakra. Madhvar Padmavati and father Adai Pandit. And when he was a small boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, he used to play only the parts of Baladeva Prabhu in Krishna pastime. Sometimes Lakshman in Ram, always. There were in a group so many children, so many boys. And they used to play sometimes Krishna pastime, sometimes Ram, sometimes Bara, sometimes Nishinga, and all. Especially where Baladeva is needed, oh, they used to do. And you know, we will glorify in evening or in 10 o'clock we can. So, he became once, Lakshman. And he was in the side of Ram. And Raman was one side. And thus, he has told everything to his companions. That I will fight with Meghna and he will shoot me with arrow and then I may be senseless. You should go to Himalayas and bring jadi booty, some herbs and give in my nose and then I will quickly. Okay. Then they began to fight each other. Lakshman was fighting. Meghnad. And Meghnad suited him. And when he suited, he became senseless, Nityananda Prabhu. And all began to weep. They never remembered that what Nityananda Prabhu has told to bring herbs from Himalaya. And they all for him began to weep and they went to village. And they told this, that, oh, Nityananda Prabhu is about to die. His father, mother and all villagers came and become very upset. Oh, he was about to die, no breathing, nothing. Then anyone told, old man told that, oh, you are playing this, what Nityananda Prabhu told in the last. If he will be senseless, what to do? Oh, then remembered. Oh, he told what we were very upset. And then one being like a monkey and he jumped up and went to Himalaya. Not Himalaya, anywhere. And he took some piece of a stone like Himalaya. Gandhamadhan Parvat. and from that herb was brought and given in the nose of Nitya and then. So this is how he used to be observed in that. We should try to observe totally in bhajan. How you can? If you have a relation to Nityananda Prabhu, and he is giving all these things. What thing? Very strong relation with Krishna. And then everything will inspire, he will inspire. So then you can. Without Nityananda Prabhu mercy, you cannot do. So, the Guru inspired by, given power by Nityananda Prabhu, he can help the devotees. Otherwise, a bogus Guru cannot. For a bogus Guru, Nityananda Prabhu will not inspire anything. So, if the Guru is sincere, and he is Mahabhagavat, Bhagavat at least, then his mercy will come. At least he will be sincere. He should be. If Madhyamadhikari, but Madhyamadhikari in what state? At least Madhyam Uttam he should be. Otherwise he cannot do anything. So if by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu you are so much fortunate to have the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, oh, then you can observe like him or others. Even like Murari Gupta, he sing the peak feathers and he remembered Krishna past times and he was in senseless state. So this Nityananda Prabhu, doing all these things like, in the meantime, when he became about 12 hours? Oh, a renounced order, sannyasi came. And he told his father, oh, this boy is very good, very intelligent, and very religious. I want that I should travel whole India, pilgrims, holy places. Please give me this boy for this. He will help me. Otherwise, now I am old, I cannot do anything. Then, he began to weep, but at once, anyhow, he remembered the past of Ramachandra and Lakshman. Remembered that Dasarath never wanted to do like this, that he should give his Ram and Lakshman to Vishwamitra. But Vasishtha told that, oh, very good thing. This is the mercy of Vishwamitra that he has come. At once give up. Otherwise he may curse you and you will be all with your all dynasty and everything. And anyhow, he gave Nityananda Prabhu. And then with Nityananda Prabhu, that sannyasi traveled whole India, pilgrims, South India, West India, North India, East India, everywhere. Not only one time, so many times. Especially in South India. So much. Now he has become some grown up more. And he went in his last trip. Where? Pandharpur. Pandharpur. And there, luckily, Vishnu Puri, the guru of Madhavendra Puri met him. You know? From Lakshipati. Lakshipati na Vishnu. Lakshipati Dev. Taharshi Shafirabar. Udari Paramparate Vishnu Puri. Lakshipati Tirtha. And, oh, both met. Lakshipati Tirtha was so much attracted to Nityananda Prabhu. And even he was like a young boy. And he wanted to initiate him, Nityananda. And then Nityananda Prabhu strictly gave that mantra to him. Oh, do you want to give this mantra to me? Yes, I want. Oh, he told this mantra and he made him disciple and then he initiated him. And after initiation, oh, Madhavendra Puripad made him. Oh, always weeping, always observed. He Dina Deyadranat Mathuranath Kadavalakkase. He Daita, He Deva, He Daita, He. All this, always weeping. And he was so much vigor in age also, so much.
Senior.
So he always, Nityananda Prabhu respected him like his guru, Shiksha Guru. After that, Nityananda Prabhu came to Vrindavan. And he was searching everywhere. Oh Krishna, where? Oh Kanaya, my brother, where you are, where you are. He used to take the embrace of deers, even.
Cows, deer.
Cows also. Where my Kanaya is? Where my Kanaya is? Everywhere. The covered boys, oh, they began to fear that his host or what, that he is embracing us. Anyhow, when he was in Vrindavan, in a temple, he heard a voice, oh, Kanaya is not here. He has taken birth in Mayapur Navadvip Dham. And his name is also changed. And now his name is Sachinandan, Gaurhari, Nimai. So if you want to meet him, you can go there. And you can meet him. He is waiting for you. So Nityananda Prabhu quickly went to Navadvip Dham. And he crossed the Ganges. And there was a beautiful ashram. Ashram? Nandacharya Garden. Ishodhyan. Ishodhyan. In Ishodhyan, Nandacharya ashram, kuti.
Cottage
of. And he used to do kirtan always. And it was some far away from Navadvip, Mayapur. As the, have you gone? Navadvip. So on the bank of, near bank of Ganges, nearer to Sarup, Ganja and Godrum and Navadvip. There was no any way when I went first with my Gurudev. About 50 years before. So you can think at that time. So Nityananda Prabhu was hiding himself. If my Kanaya is here in Navadvip, he must come to me and then I will know that, oh, he is my Kanaya. Otherwise, I will return. So he was waiting there. And in the evening, Mahaprabhu, in Shiva's Angan, with other devotees, to Gadadhar Pandit, or Shiva's Pandit, his four brothers and all, he told that, oh, such any Mahapurush has come, Mahabhagavat. So you should at once go and search him and bring him. So Shiva's Pandit and all others went to search. They search everywhere in all the temples, in the houses of all the devotees, till evening, but they could not search. Then Mahaprabhu took with him Gadadhar Pandit, Shivas and all other associates. And he quickly went to the house of Nandana Acharya. And he saw that I am very tall, very healthy. A saint is there, Mahapurush. And he was standing And Nityananda Prabhu also is standing, each other talking with eyes. And then Mahaprabhu quickly run towards Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, ran towards Mahaprabhu and they embraced each other and became saints. Then, what became? Then Gadadhar Prabhu from the behind cord. Cord?
Curtain.
Curtain. Varaha pidam natavarabapu karnayo karnikaram vibhradavasah kanakkapisham vajayanti chavala randhana venuradar sudayo purayan go prabandai vindaranam savadarpanam pravishatavi. Oh! Nityananda Prabhu, they began to do hunkar. Hunkar, you know?
Roaring.
Roaring, bow. And all they became more and more excited. Excited?
Excited.
And then, Mahaprabhu took him, Nityananda Prabhu, and took him to where? In Shivasangan. Shivasangan in the wife of Srivas was Malini. Malini saw that he is like his son and he took in her lap. And thus Nityananda Prabhu was always there with his mother, Malini Devi. And after then, everything, so many pastimes of Nityananda. One day, Malini Devi was weeping. Nityananda Prabhu told, Mother, why you are weeping? Oh, a crow came and took my golden or silver full of ghee. Oh, you are weeping for this. Oh, crow, come on, and crow.
Bring that crow.
And he kept that Bati.
Container
there. She became very happy. Sometimes, in the mood of a very small child, he used to run to Sachi Maiya without any cloth. He used to take his dhoti.
Turban.
Oh, mother, where is Kanhaiya? Where is Kanhaiya? And then Mahaprabhu saw him, Nimai. Oh, he gave his and tightened in his waist. Thus, always observed, not remembering that I'm any male or anything. So there are so many pastimes we will try to tell all these things in the evening class. It will be better that you can come here just before 5. I may come at 5. And you should come before and you should do all the kirtan of Nityananda Prabhu. You must come and all should come. And you should glorify by kirtan. Also by meaning. What is the meaning of that kirtan? And go on doing. At about 10:30 or 11, I may come and you should bring all the paraphernalia of Abhishek or also some very good dogs.
That's a green coconut.
Green coconut. 2-3. And Nityananda Prabhu and Gaur Prabhu, they should come out here. Decorate them. And we will do Abhishek and some glorification. Then in evening, again kirtan and we will glorify. Gaur Pramananda.
Otherwise, can I have a class with
them? Huh?
No.
They can go?
No.
We will glorify here.